in Tallapoosa, Ken, those red heels that were run out from the closing of Lake Martin in 27, I think it was. Oh, quite different from this area.
A lot of it has to do with the type of family that settled there.
I think
there,
so.
You know, the influence
so.
And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I may be back in the fall, or not in the fall, but late summer, and do some more work in this area, because there is a lot of difference between south and here.
Yeah.
I might even come back and finish up all these different piece interviews that I have.
Let me get, excuse me, when you're through, I will give you a tip, or just something you can put in the back of your head.
Okay.
One of the striking things to me, and I'm being an Auburn man, I can be somewhat biased, though I get along pretty well with the good Alabama people. There has, for the last 30 or 40 years, I'd say 30 years, when I've begun to learn enough to have some judgment about the basic thing, there is a striking difference to me between the people who live around Auburn University and the people who live around Tuscaloosa. Just a few miles out of Tuscaloosa, they have some real lawless elements and some real backward elements. Now, I can blame part of it on the nearness to the coal mines. And of course, the miners, they were, well, I guess it took a rough sort to survive in the mines in the early days. And that's, I'm sure, been perpetuated over the generations. Because coal mining started in the early days, and Jefferson County, I think, had its first settlers of any consequence about 1817, and it said that they had been mining coal somewhere or another ever since it got in there. Well, they're still a rough sort, a lot of them. I don't mean they're bad people, they just, again, it's just a different attitude toward life.
Well, what about law and order? They got
No, they got the other sort.
Is it hard?
Boy, they've had them.
Do you have that around here? I mean, you got a fairly good...
No. Well, there's lawlessness everywhere now. We just having a lot of trouble with college boys and some college girls. We've been having all sorts of trouble with the Negroes. And I think I've got the answer to the Negro problem. And we're not going to get any better or any improvement there until we get a different attitude among federal judges. I think some of us who had felt like we were, well, I know that I got cussed and abused and everything else for trying to take up for the niggers over the years. And at one time, there was an arm of the government trying to prove that I was a communist. They sent agents in here. We know they went down on the farm snooping around, and then I found they'd been snooping around in Birmingham. But goodness alive, today, with all the asininities of the federal judiciary and so many of our federal state judges, district court judges, I think they're obliged to just make decisions on the basis of what William O. Douglas or somebody else said. I think I'm worse than a conservative now, and I did try to be forward-looking in those years gone by. Just the other day, this was this is 6 weeks ago. I think this was just before we left on that trip, wasn't it, when Sarah came up here? We've got a water authority here. We've got about 1,400 customers now. Whites, blacks, all sorts. Trailer people, home people. Well, we've got a Negro family down the road here. The mother worked for Mama a number of years, and I've known this Sarah Wood nearly about all her life, ever since she was half drunk. Her reputation was that all of her children were illegitimate. She has a husband. I don't know whether it's common law or what now this would. But that's beside the point. She couldn't, never has been able to get along without what a manager, what authority manager. And I think there's some faults on both sides.